We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, I know this is not shouting ground, but it's good for us. It's the Word of God, and I'll tell you, it'll cause you to judge yourself in some matters. We're talking about unforgiveness, a thief of faith and of life. Now, we're here in Matthew, the 18th chapter. We've talked about the 18th verse, which said, "Verily I say unto you, that whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatever ye loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And this specific scripture is talking about binding and loosing condemnation or forgiveness on individuals. Now, let's follow this down and listen to what the Lord says about this. Verse 21, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven." What is that, 490? I didn't hear many great big shouts and amens there. Now, you know, that'd be hard to do, wouldn't it? If a fellow trespassed 490 times, you'd have to forgive him for the same thing, 490 times. But now listen to what he said. "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents, or about $10 million. And forasmuch as he had not to pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife, his children, all that he had, and payment to be made." Now see, in those days, they sold people. I mean, you couldn't pay your debt, they'd sell you and your whole family out as slaves. "And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt." Now underline this phrase, "and forgave him the debt. But the same man went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, or actually one translation says about $17. He laid hands on him, took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And the fellow servant fell down at his feet, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt." Now remember the words that we read previously that Jesus said, "Whatsoever you shall bind shall be bound, whatever you shall loose shall be loosed in heaven." See, you have the power to forgive an individual and get that condemnation off of him. Now he shifted it over to a debt. Now listen to what he says. "And he would not for a while, but cast him into prison." In other words, he would not forgive him that debt, even though he had been forgiven $10 million. "So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me." Underline this phrase, "I forgave thee all that debt." Now the debt's paid, isn't it? He said it twice here. He forgave him the debt, and now he reminds him, "I forgave you all the debt." So the debt is gone. It's washed away. It's completely settled. The $10 million has nothing to do with what he's talking about from here on. "Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him." Now, if you're not careful, you'll get it mixed up here with the $10 million. He's not talking about the $10 million here. There's nothing due him concerning the $10 million. He has already forgiven him that debt. Can you see that? He's not dragging that debt back up and saying, "Well, because you wouldn't forgive that man or let him off with that debt, I'm going to charge you the whole $10 million. That idea is not present here. He said he delivered him to the tormentor until he should pay all that was due unto him. What was due? The thing that was due was that he would forgive the other man as he had been forgiven. That was the debt that was due. and he was delivered to the tormentor. Anyone have any idea who the tormentor is? Well, you know the tormentor is the devil. Now notice here. So likewise shall your heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Boy, you missed a good place to shout. Now, I know this is serious business. Jesus said your heavenly Father will turn you over to the tormentor if you don't forgive from your heart the brother his trespasses. Now, that means that you're open game to the devil if you don't forgive. I said I believe that this sin is a sin until the day you die. There's no doubt about it. A sin of unforgiveness, of holding grudges. It's not like any other sin. Personally, I'm convinced it is the sin unto death. That means it is a sin till the day you die. It could cause you premature death. Somebody said, well, now, Brother Capps, I don't understand that, because 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if I confess that, Lord, I have unforgiveness, forgive me for unforgiveness, he must have forgiven me because the Scripture says he will. Oh, no, the Scripture didn't say he would. The Scripture says he's faithful and just. Now, if he forgave you for unforgiveness before you forgave, he would be unjust. Because his word says, if you don't forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. He would have to lie to do that. So he is faithful and just. And when you put that just in there, you realize 1 John 1:9 will not work on that sin of unforgiveness. You must first forgive. Then it'll work on it. But as long as that grudge is in the heart, 1 John 1:9 and all your praying will never change that. That's the reason I believe it is a sin unto death. It means it's a continuing act. It'll continually be a sin until the day you die. How many would like to know how to forgive anybody for anything? Glory to God, I have good news for you. Turn to Luke, the 17th chapter. You do it by faith. Now listen to this. Verse 1. Then said he to his disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe to them through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, turn again to thee and say, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. Did you get that? They said, we're going to have faith if we do this. Now, let me show you the connection here. See, I preached this in preaching faith a lot of times, verse 5 and 6, without connecting it with the other. The Lord showed me that this all goes together. He said, if he repent, forgive him. Even 7 times, and the other place said 70 times 7. And the apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. Now, what's the Bible say about the God kind of faith? Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith he shall have, whatsoever he saith. You know what most Christians have been saying? They say, I tell you what, I just can't forgive them. You just don't know what they did. I just can't forgive them. I've tried, but I just can't. And you have what you say. You know why? Because faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. See, you're your own roadblock. Your words are creating your own roadblock. Whosoever shall say to the mountain of adversity, the mountain of unforgiveness, you'll come down, you'll not hinder me, I will forgive in the name of Jesus. I say that I forgive that person, I hold no grudge, thank God I forgive them by faith in Jesus' name. I'm saying it, you hear me saying it, I forgive them, I hold no grudges, thank God I forgive them by faith. You just keep saying that. One of these days you'll say, now what was it I was mad at them about? I can't even remember. I don't even know. See, the apostles knew that you had to do this by faith. It's not something you want to do, and it's not something you'll feel like doing. Now here's the thing we need to get out of. Somebody said, well, if you forgive and don't forget, you haven't really forgiven. Oh, now, wait a minute. I've forgiven a fellow I got in business with one time, and I got took to a cleaning. I forgave him. I have no grudges. He and I are good friends right now, but I don't want to forget it. Because I'm not going to get back in business with him. I'm not holding any grudges. I've forgiven him. But I'm smart enough to remember it. You understand what I'm saying? So you can do some things by faith. You have to say it and speak it. See, we like to use the saying to get all these other things. But you give forgiveness to an individual and get the condemnation off of them the same way. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose, it depends on whether you loose it or whether you bind it. Now, I know we've all been excited about what the Word says about how we can get different situations straightened out in our lives by confessing the Word of God over situations. But see, we fail sometimes to apply it over in this area to be able to forgive somebody. What the Bible says to do when you stand praying, forgive. See, it can be done. There is nothing that anyone can do to you that can keep you from forgiving them if you make up your mind to do it. See, it's a supernatural power of God. You know where it comes from? From the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Can you see that? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, this is the last day for CD offer number 7114. It's entitled, Unforgiveness, a Thief of Faith. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. Total of $11. We talk about the fact that unforgiveness is a thief of life and of faith. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 21, Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said, I say not unto thee seven times, but until 70 times 7. Then he gives him a parable. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king that would take account of his servant. Now his servant owed him 10,000 talents, or about several million dollars, and he could not pay him, fell down and said, have mercy on me, and I will pay thee all, and he forgave him the debt. And then he went out and found the fellow that owed him about $20 and laid hands on him and choked him, and said, pay that which thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down his feet, besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. He would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told the Lord what was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Now notice, twice he said, I forgave you the debt. He doesn't owe the debt anymore. Shouldest not thou also had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And the Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due him. It wasn't the money. What was due him was forgiveness to the other man that owed him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not ever one his brother the trespasses. That's offer number 7114 for a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.